Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's now, brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't hesitate because I am a seed. Cause every good.
You're listening to Marriage Takeover with Eric and Tamika Thompson, helping to enrich your marriage.
Yo, 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 what's good? What's good?
Hey, it's your girl, Tamika.
It's your boy, E-Rob Nil.
Listen, we keep it real.
We keep it raw.
We keep it uncut.
All day.
We are Marriage Takeover. Listen, we help couples win their marriage by identifying their triggers and breaking generational cycles.
Boom. Broken, shorty.
We want to welcome you to our first live broadcast.
In a long time.
This ain't
the first one. No, it's not our first live broadcast.
This year?
No, it's not our first live broadcast.
We want to welcome you to our live broadcast.
She had a good lunch, so she was straight comatose for a minute.
So
her memory is slowly coming back.
Right. We want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Listen, if you are tuning in for the first time, this is we are live doing our live podcast broadcast.
Yeah.
And, we want to welcome you in so that you have an opportunity to see us, ask questions live on the radio, all that great stuff. So if you like to be able to ask those questions, I know that we have people that are just joining in and tuning in from Facebook. And
yep.
Then we also have live from also TikTok this time.
Yeah,
now.
Got TikTok.
So we
TikTok.
Are super, super excited to have you all joining us on today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being live with us.
Yeah.
We are going to get ready to dig in. What I wanted to offer you was if you have questions.
Hold on. Questions. Drop the questions in your chat.
You can drop them in the chat, but here's another thing. If you'd like to call in and ask your question live,
yeah.
You can dial 646-478-0660. Again, that's 646-478-0660, and we will answer your questions live on the air. But let me warn y'all, don't y'all get on here acting crazy, asking these crazy questions, being all
acting crazy. That's just the name of that. Leave that crazy.
We will disconnect.
Hey, can I do it one time?
You want to just put it again?
Please dial 646-478-0660.
So listen, we're gonna go ahead and dive in. We don't have much time to be on with
we're gonna
on
get
for
into
this
it.
Afternoon, but we wanna go ahead and get into it. We're gonna go ahead and pray.
Don't praise me.
And
I'm excited about this one.
With today,
yes.
I am just trying to make sure that I can get into Facebook so that I can get to the comments.
Oh.
And
that's all right. Hey, TikTok, you got some comments. Go and drop them on in now. You hear me?
Bless
oh, bless the Lord. And he doing it. Y'all having fun. We having fun. Hey, I'm going to pray while you're looking at that. Father in heaven, Lord, we bless your name, God. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you're doing. God, we pray now in the name of Jesus, God, that your divine will be done on this day, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you, oh God.
Yes.
We give you glory, God. We thank you for what you're getting ready to do, Father. We thank you for the words that you're bound to deposit in us, oh God. We thank you for encouraging our hearts, oh God, and giving us the will to continue to move forward, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now, God. We give you glory and honor. God, I ask, Father, that you continue to open our minds and our hearts, oh God, to receive what you have to give, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Because,
yeah.
God, you already know where everyone stands in need of, oh God. You already know who's on the mountaintop and who's in the valley low. But, God, we ask now, oh God, that you continue, oh God, to encourage our hearts, oh God, with your word, oh God. Continue, oh God, to encourage our hearts, oh God, to continue the process of healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Name
oh God.
Jesus.
Father, we thank you now, God. We bless you. We give your name the glory and the honor. Father, we say this prayer in your darn son, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Welcome into this place.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord. So we're talking about, we are getting ready to jump into a series, Marriage and Ministry. And in Marriage and Ministry, we are having a conversation about what it looks like, right? You know that we are, everything that we do is biblically based. So if
right.
you didn't know, now you know.
If you didn't know, now you know.
And we understand the assignment that we have. And so we are grateful to God for just what he's doing, how he's doing it. And in that particular space, we want to kind of unpack marriage and ministry because
right.
sometimes, at least where our marriage got lost, was inside of the ministry space. And so we did not, again, for many of you who don't know our ministry, our testimony.
Break it down,
we
babe.
We were on the brink of divorce, year 10 and 11 of our marriage. We've been married now 25 years.
25.
And as a result of that, it was we were going throughout life. We were doing all the things. We were carrying on in our life. We were serving in the church. We were active in the church.
Yeah.
We were moving forward in the church. But when we came home, we weren't speaking to each other. So we were, in essence, doing religion, but we weren't doing the relationship space with
Come
God.
On.
So once we started to flip that around, what God really kind of checked us and said, hey, wait a minute, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing the way that you're supposed to be doing it. So then once we started to shift the narrative and really allow Jesus, really allow God, the Holy Spirit, to be the three-strand cord inside of our
right.
marriage, then what we started to identify and to understand was, hey, listen, the way that we are communicating, the way that we're going about, we have to make sure that we're making our marriage ahead of the church,
mm-hmm.
not ahead of God, but ahead of the church.
Right.
And so over the next couple of months, we're going to be talking about marriage and ministry.
Marriage
so we're going to have guests that come on, people that we know, love, trust inside of the ministry that
yeah,
are going to share
yeah.
some of their experiences when it comes to marriage and ministry, because it's not all bad.
It's not all bad.
But being able to share that and to be able to help us out when it comes to understanding how do you do this thing? Like if your husband is not in the church, if your husband is not saved, like how do you go about still being saved and still serving God?
Right.
How do you go about it's marriage and ministry,
right?
Right. It's how do you go about doing the thing that God has called you to do inside of your marriage when you're not in alignment together, when
right?
something is off kilter. Like being able to go through that and to understand what the dynamics are, understand what it is, how it should be, and then to be able to walk that out.
Right.
So if you are just tuning in, we want to welcome you again to the
right.
Marriage Takeover podcast, live marriage and ministry.
Yeah. So it's so funny because the one thing that I have been talking about, let me just put it like this. Now, this is just some, I wish I had wrote it down when I first saw it, but it stuck in my head. So when you begin to just look at the statistics, 72% of marriages that are in divorce or going through divorce, that ends in divorce or going through divorce or what have you, out of that 72%, over half of that are believers. And I was just like, what? Something is wrong with this statistic. And this is the reason why I say that something's wrong with that statistic is because it got me to understanding where do we actually understand when it comes down to marriage on what marriage is. So I want you to let me know if you understand that marriage let me know if you understand. Well, no, I want you to understand is that
get it out.
Is that marriage is a kingdom thing.
Yeah.
And see, a lot of times we don't understand why. Because a lot of times we always want to put the church before marriage. Please understand, it's no knock on the church. But when you begin to look at the Pharisees and Sadducees, it's not a knock on the church, but an issue. But it is an issue with religion. Because if you have a relationship, then you actually begin to see the difference. Well, what when you say that it's a kingdom thing, well, what are you saying? Well, look at it. God created man, right? He created, and from man, he created woman, right? Out of man, he created woman. You got Ish and Ish and Isha. So you have that, what he said, be fruitful and multiply, right? So this is the part that tripped me out. So here we are talking about a God of abundance, because that's all he talks about. He said, if you lack anything, he said, let him ask of God liberally.
Right.
He says, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God liberally, right?
Right.
So understanding this, so what is it about marriage that makes it kingdom? Because you are created in the image of God, but your marriage also displays and shows the characteristics of God.
Yeah.
Because what did he do? He died for what? For forgiveness. He forgave us all. That's why he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. See, this is the thing that we didn't quite understand when we was going through. And when we was going through, why? Because honestly, we literally had the church. Well, I take that back. I can't say we. I had the church before my marriage. And so I
So there was a part where I still had the church, though, before the marriage.
Did you?
I did, because although I didn't understand the relationship and the dynamics of church, like, I was still understanding what church was. Like, what is the purpose? What is the function? Like, what, when we first got married, I was. Like, I was a holiday saint.
Uh-oh.
So only went to church during, you know, the big holidays. So that was Christmas, Mother's Day.
They didn't go to New Year's.
Thanksgiving sometimes.
He took me to the club with her on New Year's.
Hey, we weren't in a church like that. So now the rest of my family was.
She gave
like
my first drink, y'all.
My great uncles and my great aunts, like, they grew up in the church. You went to church. Like, when we did go to church, like, if my mother didn't think so because she was off, we would go with one of our great uncles to church. And so it was, and then Hallelujah Night.
Hallelujah Night.
Everything else was.
Y'all went trick-or-treat. Stop lying. You know y'all went
trick-or-treat. No, but there were times when we went to Hallelujah Night.
What?
Yeah.
Mom was working.
And we would go to Hallelujah Night.
You had no choice.
But we still went. So the moral of the story is I did not grow up in church. So I didn't understand the purpose of going to church all the time. I didn't understand the dynamics. I didn't understand any of that, yet alone being in a relationship with a God that you couldn't see. I didn't understand that.
Can I just say real quick before you go to the next piece?
Go ahead.
I'm just saying. Because, see, my mama drugged me.
You see all of it. I can't see those comments.
Huh?
I can't see them comments.
I know. I said, hey, it's okay.
Okay.
we see they laughing. But they understand it's a live broadcast.
Okay.
Y'all do understand it's a live broadcast, right? So, hey. But this is the thing, you know, and we're gonna throw some shout-outs there in a second. But you made me forget.
I'm sorry. You said your mama drugged you to church.
Yeah. So my mama drugged me to church, right? And so I knew, and so basically how I was brought up, it just seemed like it was church before anything. Even when I was playing sports, she would pick me up on Wednesday for Bible study. So I'm getting out of football practice, and boom, I'm tired. I'm like, yo. It don't matter. Fall asleep in the pew. Long as you're in the building, you're good. I was like, yo. But understanding, it's like I get it. I'm understanding what I'm doing. I understand the process. I understand the church. I understand the church order. And so it was like, and I realized it was how. And please understand, it is no knock. It is no knock on the church.
Yeah.
I really want y'all to understand that. But when you sit back and really begin, back then, it wasn't a lot of talking about the order of the household and church. It always seemed like from what I have been a part of, it had always seemed like it was church first. Until I got to Alaska. When I got to Alaska, I got to give a big shout out to the Bishop of Alaska, Church of God in Christ, New Jerusalem, Church of God in Christ, Bishop Otis McCormick. I know y'all make me like, yo, why? Because
their entire family is a blessing.
Like, Jesus, he told us, like, yo, all this religious stuff, no, it's your relationship. He said that if you love God, it should show. And so what happened was when we were going, we was having our little fact because, in my mind, I just know I got to be at the church. And it was so funny because Bishop was like, y'all got to excuse that. Bishop was like, I forgot to turn this on. He asked me one,
oh
Lord, I don't messed up something, Jesus.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Are y'all good?
Y'all
So he asked me once.
Yeah,
did I? No, it's blinking at the top. Can y'all hear me? Praise the Lord.
Okay.
So he asked me when I came in. He was like, what you doing here? I was like, yeah, I'm here to build, ready to work on the church. This is what he said. He said, go home to your wife.
Yeah, that was the best thing he could have ever did because I did not understand, right? We got married. He was not really he wasn't active in the church when we got married. You weren't active in the church.
Church? What?
No, you really
weren't. Oh, you talking about from the church I was at?
When we got married. You weren't active in the church. You
because I was working every
sports.
Sunday.
Right. You were working.
And
you
I
were
had to sign my scholarship.
And right.
Yeah,
so you
I was
were
ready.
Not active in the church. And
I wasn't
so
active because I was busy.
Right. So when we got married, like, it wasn't a thing of, okay, we're going to church every Sunday.
Right.
Like, that wasn't even a conversation that we had. Let's start there. When we first got married, we didn't sit down, although we had premarital counseling. Like, I knew.
Come on. I still don't regulate that as
premarital
counseling.
It was labeled.
Y'all got, hey, you got to join the Marriage Takeover group. If that group, you got to join the Marriage Takeover membership if you want to hear that story. That's all I can say.
It was labeled as that, but we did not have the conversation about what our marriage was going to look like, about, you know, what we were going to do. Like, we knew God. We knew that we served the same God.
Hold on, wait a minute. Are you sure about that? We knew God.
I mean, we did. We knew.
Yeah,
so clarification point, just because you know God don't mean that you're living up the will that he has for your life.
You're right.
Because you know God doesn't mean that you're doing exactly what he's called for you to do.
You're right.
And just
you're right.
Because you know God don't mean that you're living in the obedience that he set for your life.
You're right.
So we knew God, but we weren't always living according to what he had asked for us to do.
Yeah, we knew him. That's right. Now, did we know him?
So going through that process, right? So, long story short, again, we didn't set those boundaries. We didn't have the conversation. We didn't set those things up inside of our marriage. And so now that it's time for us to, you know, go to church, we were just going to church.
Yeah.
And so Eric was practically living at the church.
Stop
so
it.
I was just like, yeah.
So, hey, listen, this ain't no knock. I love Church God of Christ. But y'all know how Church God of Christ. We know it, right? Money through. But, hey. I was there for testimony on Monday, get right Tuesday, Bible study Wednesday,
right.
Worship team practice Thursday, and I ain't even on the worship team.
And it's funny because we grew up Baptist, like the church, the family church that I grew up in or that I went to was Baptist. Somebody say they understand.
I say, don't do my church like that. Listen. Listen, are we just saying, because we didn't understand. but and it was so funny because we grew up Baptist, but that's sometimes when you don't understand the way that God is taking you, a lot of times it doesn't always make sense.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But like I said, what tripped me out the most was because, how about this? Y'all don't trip on that, tell you this. It was October 31st. 1998, we both gave our life to Christ on the same day. After that, the following March, it was the third Thursday in that March, he went to noonday prayer, got filled with the Holy Ghost. I went to the evening day prayer and got filled with the Holy Ghost. And it has been like crazy, like ever since. When I say crazy, it's because we begin to understand that God was beginning to prepare and we had no clue about.
Right.
And I'm saying that because our communication was horrible at that time. Our financial stance was horrible at that time.
Right.
Shall I listen? Even during that time, I ran for 6 years when the Lord called me to the ministry. I was like, you ain't no, not me. You got the wrong person. But through all of that, this is where we find ourselves here. And so when we begin to talk about marriage and ministry, and this is the thing that I learned. Babe, I know you're going to take it with me. I didn't jump too far ahead, did I?
No, you're good. I'm just trying to pull it up. So for you all who are joining us and you can see us live, so I'm trying to navigate a couple of different things. Our AV person, we've kind of given her a break. She's a teenager and want her
to
have a life.
Hard,
yeah.
We're working hard.
So we're trying to navigate the different devices and pull up the scriptures and do all those things.
Right.
So we got scripture coming for all y'all who need scripture, who want scripture, who desire scripture. But if I'm not looking up at the screen, please know it's not because I'm texting. It's because I'm trying to navigate my way to pull up the right thing.
She's trying to navigate. Y'all see, all I'm doing is taking sips. I'm watching over here. But nah, because and please, you know, if you do have a question, type it in. We're gonna try and catch it when we can. And if you have the number,
I would say hold on to the questions, because if you're not gonna be able to scroll back up and take.
Nah, that's gonna be hard as crap.
So
I'll be like, I missed your question.
So here's what you can do. If you have a question, here's what I'd love for you to do. Now, we were on Kitchen Conversations a couple of weeks ago when somebody said, "Hey, why don't you guys do a live where we can call in?" So this is live broadcast where if you'd like to call in and you would like to answer or ask a question, we have that capability for you to do that. So if you'd like to call in with a question live on the air, now let me tell y'all, don't y'all get on here acting crazy, asking these crazy questions and coming in here with this spirit of confusion and all this other stuff, because we are going to disconnect immediately.
Yes, Ty.
All right? So here's the number that you can dial in if you have a question for the live broadcast. It's 646-478-0660. Again, it's 646-478-0660. And we will have you standing by while we are waiting to be able to answer your question, and you'd be live on air with Mirror's Takeover. All right.
So, hey, Queen, don't hurt nobody. That's all I'm going to say. Hey, so... And, hey, there it is. So if you like to ask a question, man, jump in, because, listen, right here, we don't mind, because we're doing a whole segment on this is
marriage,
like, this is part one. Like,
right.
It's not going to be just us talking about why. It's because it's not saying that it's not possible to do it, but when you are out, how many of y'all know that the God that we serve is a God of order?
Yeah.
And a lot of times, we thank you for putting our number on there so you can call in. Hey, I tell you, I love y'all.
Yes, thank y'all.
I love y'all.
And if y'all see somebody on there acting crazy, y'all report them, okay?
Mute them bambas.
Yeah, y'all report them.
So
thank y'all so much. We appreciate you guys.
So when you – sorry about that. And so when you begin to just – how do you say? When you begin to put things in order, because I want you to look at it like this. If marriage was not a kingdom thing, do you think it would be a struggle? Because a lot of people be like, yeah, well, marriage is hard, but really, marriage really isn't hard. If we really begin to understand what marriage is really all about, then you'll really see, now it has struggles, because marriage is the one place that causes you to look at you. And it's also the one place that your decision, it can literally, you know, it has a repercussion, because it's often, it deals with everybody else. So when you begin to look at, if you're putting so much into the church building but not ministering in your marriage, what do you think that is doing? It's leaving a void, because now someone's love language is not being spoken. Someone's cup is not being overflowed. You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because for one thing, you can't make no one happy, but you can add to the happiness. You know, I want you to turn your Bibles real quick. Go to I don't have my what you call it with me, honey. But go to Genesis 2. I want to show you something real quick.
Yeah. So this is where we're going to lay the foundation again to show that your marriage comes before the church.
Yeah.
Marriage was established before any other thing, any before government, before the church, before anything else in scripture.
Hey, you ready for this? Marriage was created before the promise. Catch your date. We're going to read. We're going to set it up for you right now. Marriage was created before the promise. Who was the promise given to? It was given to Abraham.
Yeah.
When did Abraham come along? Way after Adam and Eve. And so when we begin to just look at the Word of God, you'll begin to see that your marriage comes before ministry.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
In Genesis 2, and we're going to start in verse 21.
Mm-hmm. That's where I'm going.
I don't know what version this is.
It looks like King James, where it's written.
The version.
Look like King James.
New Living Translation.
Okay, NIV, the NLT.
Yeah. So it says, so the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep.
Uh-huh.
While the man slept, the Lord God took out one of the man's ribs and closed up the opening. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib, and he brought her to the man. At last, the man exclaimed, this one is bone from my bone and flesh from my flesh. She will be called woman because she was taken from man.
Mm-hmm.
This explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. Now the man and his wife were both naked, but they felt no shame.
Mm.
So look at the translations from when he called her woman when they were now, when she was created from his flesh. And then as a part of the creation from the flesh, now that she is created from the flesh, she is now wife.
Oh, that's what y'all read too, right? Did y'all see that
so
too?
So at the moment and the point where he established, God established her as wife, guess what? That was where the marriage, the first institution of the marriage and everything was established.
Mm-hmm.
That was at the very beginning. So here we come along, and we have so many different things that come along in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get the children. We go throughout ministry. We go throughout serving. We go throughout being ordained and go and walking in a purpose and the call that God has established for us. And somewhere along the line, we start to put the church and the duties and the responsibilities of the church before our marriage.
Come on.
And that's when things start to get a little shaky, because now we started to idolize the church,
oh my God,
instead of being able to establish a relationship with God as God had already ordained for us to have that relationship with him.
Right.
Because the more that we have the relationship with God, then guess what? He is always going to correct us. He is always going to chastise us. He's always going to put things back in alignment and give us those warnings to say, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
So
you need to make sure that you're doing da-da-da-da-da
right.
Because you have that relationship with him.
You know, the funny thing is, because when the funny thing is that when you begin to just look at marriage and ministry, the first place you learn how to minister is in your home.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to minister to your wife, kind of where you think that you're going to be able to minister to anybody else?
Right.
And wife, if you can't minister to your husband, how do you think you're going to be able to really minister to someone else? That's the part that gets me the most, is because we'll rather go out and save the world while our family stay home and die.
Right.
I don't get that. So for me, Jimmy, for me, this is where the rubber meets the road, because I am no good. I'm putting you like this. When God began to show me my gifts, I said, God, if I cannot see what's going on in my own home, I don't want to see about nobody else. And I'm trying to tell you, I remember, because y'all know I also, you know, Lord has called me to preach the word too. So I remember this one Sunday, we was hot steaming going to church. Sizzling. And I got up and I was getting ready to bring forth the word. I think I read just the scripture, said, but it took me like 10 minutes. I felt like I was so distant from God, I ain't hear nothing. But this is, I always got to throw this caveat in there. This one brother came up, man, that was a good word. I wanted to punch him in the face. Why? You ain't got to come lie to me. That joke was crap. Jesus was nowhere around. But when I began to pray and I asked God, I was like, God, what's going on? He's exactly what the Lord says to me in our conversation. He said, well, you said, if y'all are not on the same page, you don't want to see what's going on in no one else's life. I said, I'll be doggone. Because guess what? He honored my prayer. Why? Because I was out of order. But see, a lot of times we don't recognize that when you are out of order, something's wrong with your anointing. Well, what do you mean? Well, because look at it. What did Jesus say? Oh, you might have cast out demons in my name. You might have healed folk in my name, but I don't even know who you are. Why is that? Because there is something that has taken place that has put you out of order.
Right.
And because it has put you out of order, please understand, gift comes without repentance. I get it. But I cannot do nothing without God's anointing. Oh,
right.
So one thing for me is that, no, baby, this is where we have to make sure that we're on the same page on one core. Why? It's because as long as I know my house is good, guess what? Then I know where God has us ministering. Oh my God, it's gonna be dynamite. I'm saying if you are already in the group, tell me how it is. If you are already a member, tell me how it is. Has God been doing what He needs to do with you? You understand what I'm saying? And so it's like, why?
Right.
Because it's like, no, because you are on one accord. Listen, this is my guinea pig when it comes down to the anointing.
I'm your guinea pig.
Well, what you mean by that? Because guess what? I'm her guinea pig when it comes down to it. Well, what do you mean? Because everything starts at home.
Right.
How you expect to see in someone else's life and you can't see it within your own life?
And I think that's the danger that we face when we are in ministry, when we are in the body of Christ, when we are moving forward and just kind of being and saying that we're doing the things of God, but we're not taking care of the home front first. So what we want to do now is we want to open up the phone line for any questions and also make sure that for you all that are just tuning in and joining us, we want to welcome you from YouTube.
Welcome.
We want to welcome you from TikTok. We want to welcome you from Facebook Connect, the membership site. And we just want to welcome you to Marriage Takeover Live Broadcast Podcast. And we are talking about marriage and ministry. This is Tamiko.
And it's your boy, E-Rocknell.
Of Marriage Takeover. And so if we have any questions, we want to make sure that we can honor those questions if you have questions or if you have comments. And the number, again, is 646-478-0660. We are live. We are live. And if you'd like to have a question, go ahead and join us live. And, again, we just want to put that caveat out there. We want to make sure that you come with the spirit of not foolishness because we will disconnect.
I will,
in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we are live. The number again is 646-478-0660.
And you can also text your question as well.
You are also on TikTok, yes, now is the time if you want to put in your questions via TikTok as well. We have that available as well if you want to go ahead and put that question in there.
Hey, thank you for dropping the number in there. I appreciate you on
yes.
the TikTok screen.
Thank you so much.
And so, but let me ask you this question, right? But what if we've been married and been in church so long to the point it's just like, oh, I just feel that we're already set in a certain way where we're just going through the flow because it's always about the church. It's always about the church.
Well, one thing that I was going to hit on and to do. What is that?
What's that?
That's the overflow from church, y'all.
We gotta stop that.
That is hilarious. That's the overflow from church, y'all. I told y'all our AV person is not here. And you can't turn it off?
I was trying to put a comment. The what's going to come up? I don't know where it's coming from.
All right. We are live, y'all. All right. So we are going to, let's see. Let me do this real quick. So what I was going to say was the danger in moving forward and going throughout a process of saying that you love God, right? Saying that you're moving in the things that He's called you to, going out and ministering everywhere else except for home. The danger in that is when it gives the enemy arsenal, right? Because now you are not applying the word of God, but you're just speaking the word of God.
Ooh, come on.
Right? And when you are speaking just the word of God, but you aren't applying the word of God, then it makes you the hypocrite because now here it is, you're going and you are condemning others. You are speaking it and requiring other people to live up to a standard that you yourself are not living up to. And again, we want to make sure that, again, so this is given in the spirit of not, again, condemning the church at all.
Right.
But it's being able to set the record straight because there are so many people that are in leadership positions that are titled up,
that are moving forward in the things and the will that they know that God has called them to be able to do. But when it comes to applying the word of God,
I'm running short.
They aren't loving their spouse. They aren't speaking to their spouse.
Right.
They aren't honoring and loving their spouse the way that the Lord has established for them to love their spouse.
What do you do? He established it. He established it. And there's also, because I'm starting to see the comments, so let me give that number to you again. It's 646-478-0660 if you would like to call in.
Yeah. And so that's the danger, right? And so, yes. The pastors and the leaders need you in their ministries, right?
Yes,
in order to be able to have a thriving ministry, a healthy ministry, they need help. They can't just do it by themselves. But you want to make sure that it is balanced out to where your responsibilities and your duties inside of the church aren't coming before your family. They aren't coming before your ministry at home. They aren't coming before your marriage at home. And so that's why it's important that when God has established or has called for you to do something, that you lend out that support to your leader, to your pastor, because they do need your help. But at the same time, you also need to make sure that you are maintaining your own relationship with God so that you understand where you stand with God, where your family is, because you don't want to go out and save the whole world and come back and then your own family, your own household, their souls die and go to hell because you were so busy out. And you were so busy out going and doing what you were supposed, like you were so busy out thinking that you were doing everything that you were supposed to do, and neglecting your own family, neglecting your own souls. Like I was at home bitter.
Oh my God!
When I tell you bitter. With Aaron, because he was
with a capital B.
He was going and he was working. He was coming at home, and then the thing was that he was working late.
Right. Ms. Williams has a question there.
Yes. So we got a question.
Hello.
Go ahead, Ms.
Okay, this is LaToya. How you doing?
Hey, LaToya, how are you? You were live.
Pretty good. Okay. Well, all right, how you doing?
Doing great.
Okay. All right. Are y'all getting any backlash on the end? Are you okay? Okay.
We might be. It might be coming.
It's all right.
Okay, good. Okay, my question. Okay, I'm trying to turn this look crazy, ain't I? Okay, my question is, when you in ministry, of course you're going to get attacked by the enemy because the enemy don't want you
right.
to succeed in any way, shape, or form of saving souls. So you have a husband that says, oh, I've been unhappy with the marriage for 6 years. And then you ask him, well, what you been unhappy with? He can't explain it to you. So you're looking like, okay, you know, I deal with a deliverance church, so I already know what time it is. You know what the deliverance part.
Right.
And a lot of people are afraid of dealing with deliverance churches because, I mean, that's what Christ really came for, deliverance, healing the sick, you know, casting out devils, laying hands. And a lot of people just want to dress up and go to church and say they went to church and that was it. And, you know, they call a house that God blessed them with that God can't even use. If he needs to use it to put a homeless person in. You understand? I'm just being real with
right.
you. Most
right.
Most of the body Christ,
right.
that's what they exist
You're
of,
right.
the show, instead of the real power. Like he said, Jesus wasn't beautiful. He was ugly because you couldn't get you cultivated with his beauty. So, you know, not that so much he was ugly. He might have been rough looking. I don't know. But it's just the point of it is when you're dealing with a marriage, and people put on this facade, like your husband said, he was upset y'all going to church. And he had to go out there and preach. What did he release on the people? You know
right.
what I'm saying?
And
just like this facade.
Yeah.
So let me go back to the question because I don't ran off of the tulip. But the question
is. You're good. You're good.
But the question is, what do you do with a man that says, oh, I was unhappy with the marriage 6 years ago, but then you kept going? You never pointed out what your unhappiness was. I'm fat, skinny, ugly. What I mean, what?
Right. Well, first let me first acknowledge. Thank you so much, sis, for calling in and for asking that question, and for sharing that as well. And so the question is, what do you do with the husband who is saying that I've been unhappy with marriage for 6 years? Like, what do you do with that?
And we've been married for 27.
and you've been married for 27 years, and then yet you keep going, and then when you ask, okay, well, why aren't you happy, then he's unable to answer that.
Correct.
And so let me ask this question. Are you both serving in ministry together, or is it just you in the church and he's not so much in the church?
No, he beat me to the church.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll jump out the car before I will. You know.
I love you, LaToya, already. Hey,
why can I tell the truth?
Right.
Hey, I appreciate your honesty. And so, and sometimes it's not always you. It could just be what's going on within them. But when you say I've been this way for 6 years, so now my question is, what is your prayer life like to where you cannot communicate the issue or whatever the turmoil is that you're having? So understand, I want you to show it's just a characteristic, right? Because understand, the first prayer that was recorded, it's in Genesis when they was praying dealing with Cain. And so when you begin to look at it, what is the conversation like? Because how many of us have communication issues in our marriage?
Correct.
When we're having communication issues in our marriage, then I have to ask the question, then what is our prayer life like? Now, please understand. Let me caveat this.
And you're
too.
So right. Mm.
Do I pray every day? Every now and then. Now, do I have lengthy prayers every day? Mm. Not all the time. But because of my prayer life, I know that my communication in my home has gotten better because of how I communicate.
Correct.
So understand, when you begin to communicate, right?
Okay.
When you begin to communicate, it's not a one-way street. A lot of times when we get to talking to God, we don't never sit back and sit quiet just to hear what he got to say.
Correct, like a dialogue.
So, I mean, I don't want to be like, oh, you so heavily in mind to where you know it's a good news. Mm-hmm. That ain't the case. But when you're saying that you have a relationship with God, don't you know God is not going to allow you to be ambushed?
Well, not only that, here's something else I'd like to submit to you, too.
Go ahead, submit that
thing, is sometimes inside of life, like just like in life, seasons change,
mm-hmm.
right? We get older, we get to certain phases, we see other people, we see, you know, how life is going. We look back over our life, and for whatever reason, we start to have these different thoughts about, you know, whether or not we are happy with how life has unfolded in our own lives. We look at other families, other marriages, we look at other things inside of life, and we look back and we're like, well, dang, I'm not really happy.
Mm.
And sometimes it's hard to communicate why you aren't happy,
right?
Because you don't know what it is you're desiring.
Come on, mama.
And
well, I could be truthful, even so blunt that it can kill you. I literally, okay, my husband was in prison for armed robbery charge he didn't do. If you look me up, my name is LaToya Marion. Oprah did a show on me. The prosecutor helped me. We fought. Project Innocent released him. So he was, like, unhappy inside the prison. I said, listen, it's only so far you can go in a marriage inside of a prison. I'm too busy out here fighting these people to set you free. The first night you free, you ain't had no problems. The first 6 months, you had no problems. Then all of a sudden, you unhappy about this and that because you comparing yourself, like you said. I mean, y'all hitting it on the head. I don't know if y'all prophetic or what. But you hitting it on the head, but it's just like you said, it's the prayer life. And you know, and I ain't going to lie, it's me because I start cussing him out. You know what I'm saying? I start acting up like a real fool because I felt like I deserved better than that. I put too much time in it, and then God had to reveal to me, your time don't matter. Your time matters what you spend with me instead of him. Because, you know, when you put time in with a man, you feel like I deserve this, and that because I did this, and that. So I had to wake up, too. But then when I was looking at you on there, I was like, oh, their marriage looks so good. You know, and then I just be angry with the women that y'all make it look so easy. Y'all got the kids and y'all cooking, and then this man pop out on me. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm the oldest of eight. I've been taking care of everybody all my life, including my mama. This man pops out because I never stayed with a man before. And it's like, oh, my God, it's worse than taking care of my mama and the eight children. You know, so he's a good man. I ain't gonna lie to you. He do everything in the world for you. But it's just, maybe it was me. You know, maybe it's just, I don't know. They try to say I'm dumb because I'm blaming myself. But I just, sometimes I just be like, okay.
And I want to submit this to you too, sis.
Right.
Don't blame yourself,
right.
Number one.
Right.
So I will say that, so when you see us on social media, right, it looks like it's easy. But I'm going to tell you, it has not always been easy.
No. Even,
right, we've been
your
married 25 years.
He's funny.
Right. He's funny, but we put in the work,
right?
We
you understand? That's what I'm saying. I put in all this work and put so much power in him that I should get so much greater out of him. But all he want to do is work 2-3 jobs. And I'm like, I got all these businesses, and I got all this SBA certification. I got all these hookups, and I got all these big red people waiting on me. And you want to go work for Pilgrims?
Hold on.
Have you submitted it to God?
Hold on. You're right. And have you?
No.
And just have you actually listened to him?
No, because I don't want to listen to him, because I want him to stand up with me, and we be this power couple, and we do this and that. I know. I know.
That's not how it always starts.
And I'm going to tell you, sis, I went wrong inside of our marriage the first couple of years. I tried to change Eric.
Yeah, and that's what
I wanted it to look like I wanted it to look. I wanted it to be how I wanted it to be. God didn't give us that power to change our husband.
Right.
It's never going to work. You're going to always be frustrated trying to change him.
Right.
They say I'm trying to act like the man, but I don't understand how am I trying to act like the man?
You're not.
I do everything he wants me to do.
Here's why you feel like you're acting like the man.
No,
and
my pastor said that. He was like, you kind of act like the man, Toya. I was like,
no.
Ha!
Because you're trying to control the narrative.
You're trying to lead.
You're trying to control the narrative. You got to release the control.
Yeah, you got to release the control.
Right. I was like, release the control.
You got to release the control, and you have to allow God to.
Oh, God.
Right, because you And I hate to have to, because we have no time for it. We got other questions lining up.
We thank you so much, sis, for your question. And
I know myself was good with it. I'll call y'all back.
It was so good.
Y'all was so good. Oh, God. Look, y'all need to put y'all cash up. I need to send in that offering or something. Y'all are so good.
If you go to the link in our bio, we do have a link where you can donate if you
like.
Where
are you located at? Where are you located at?
We're in the DMV, right?
We're in Maryland.
D.C., Maryland area.
Oh, okay. I'm coming that way. Okay, thank y'all. I really appreciate y'all.
You were so welcome.
Come on now. Join the membership.
Love you.
Okay.
Love you.
If you have a question, please dial 646-478-0660. So there's another question that came through. Well, for one, I just want to kind of take this real quick, because that was one thing that wifey had at the same time was she was trying to control the narrative. That can cause so much issue, because how many of y'all struggle with God when you be trying to control God, talking about, oh, I wanted to come this way.
Right.
But he wanted to come another way. Because what? This is one thing that I love about God. It's what he tells us, that your ways are not my ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Right.
And so, and that's the thing that we got to understand. We got to release the control and let God do what he said that he's going to do.
Right.
Period. And that's the other thing, because if we try to control it, how can we actually multiply? Because if we plant the seed and we water the seed, who sends the increase?
Not only that, but it's like we get in the way of God.
We get
in the way of God, right? We love you. Thank you so much. We get in the way of God. And whenever we try to step in the midst and get in the way of God, like it messes things up.
It messes things up.
All the time.
Because he knows
all the plans that he has for us.
Right.
And what we think are the ways, when we think what he has set up for us, could be something completely different. And so what we're doing is we're trying to set up a provision. We were talking about this earlier today in church, and we're trying to set up a provision for what God has blessings for us in different areas of our life, right? But he can't bless us with our here blessing, because he's put the blessing over there.
Right.
And so the provision that he has for your life, the provision that he has for your marriage, the provision that he has for your ministry, sometimes there are some things that you have to go through,
right,
some things that you have to be purged of, some things that you have to release in order for him to be able to bless you there. Because if you don't go through the process, you won't be able to respect and value the purpose that he has set up for you. So it's important for you to be able to go through that process, and when we step in the way and we get in the midst of that, then we mess up. We delay our own blessings.
Right. We delay them joints. And this is the part that trips me out the most. So you gotta make sure you actually doing that thing, like, for real. So the next question that we have is, someone asked a question, they put in the text, that they asked, have we ever slept in separate rooms?
Not intentionally. Like,
no.
I might have slept on the couch because I was sitting up late watching something.
And I might have slept on the couch, like she said.
Yeah, but not intentionally. And only because we understand the purpose of marriage. Like, it was never a case of I'm upset with him and you in the doghouse. Like, we didn't play that.
No.
That doghouse crap, we did not play that.
See, we actually set a standard in our home from the jump. And it was like, no. Have we went to bed, Matt? Oh, heck yeah. He was on that side. Show him how far you was, honey. She was on that side, and I was way on this side.
Well, one of our followers on Facebook, she called it the pillow wall, and I thought it was so funny because it's so true. Have y'all ever been mad with your spouse, gone to bed, but you know, you got enough space, or maybe sometimes you physically put a pillow there so that they wouldn't touch you, so that you wouldn't touch each other because you were so mad with them. We call it the pillow wall. So with the pillow wall ministry.
The pillow wall ministry. Right.
Because you're mad and you don't want to talk about why you're mad. And because of that, you go to bed, you know, angry or whatever. So the answer to that question is no. We've never intentionally slept in a separate room.
Right. It's like, because you know how it is. Because you seem like you can't be in the same room. You'll sleep in one other bed and the spouse will be in another room. No, we don't do that. That was a standard that we... No, I mean, some have, but
I'm saying is some spouses do it because, like, one of the husband or the wife might snore really loud.
Yeah, but,
right.
So, you know, there are circumstances. I'm not saying, but because when you're mad at one another, you sleep in separate rooms. Well, you have to understand, what is that? That's division. If God is a God of unity, why are you going to help the enemy out by dividing yourself?
Like, even when he was sick, like, we were in the same room, but he slept, like, on the floor because he didn't want to
get sick. Because I didn't want to get him sick.
Or
and she's like,
if I had
why don't you get in the bed? I'm okay.
Right.
You're not going to get me sick. Stop lying.
Right.
I'm going to sleep right there, right here. And it's by choice.
Because he didn't want to get me sick.
Right.
Or because, like, when I had surgery 2 years ago.
Right.
I
slept on the
floor. And he
slept on the floor
because he was
floor.
Afraid that if he rolled over, he
I
was
going
to, you know,
yeah.
bump me.
Yeah.
What else?
So,
what
was the other question? Okay. Next question is, babe, we got 8 minutes. So, I told her, send your questions. We might have an after party. next question is.
The husband quit on a marriage.
Right. Husband quit on a marriage. Wife found out that the husband is on drugs and is depressed. 6 months into the marriage. What should she do? They have been married 6 months and both leaders.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Lord have mercy.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. That's where things stop.
And this is why, and I don't mean to cut you off at all, baby, but I'm just, like, this is why our heart is so compelled.
I love her.
To the body of Christ.
Touch my head.
Right? This is why.
Yes.
We understand our assignment.
Yes.
Right? And sis, I want you to know that you're not alone.
Yes.
I want you to know that you are not alone, right? And not only are you not alone, we're here for your support.
Right.
The number one thing that you should do, and my heart is just like, it hurts because the enemy thinks that he's won in this situation.
Right. He thinks that he's won.
And there's a void that your husband is trying to fill, right, with the depression, with the drugs. And so the first thing that I would admonish for you to do, and sometimes they're not willing to be able to do that, get him into a drug addiction center.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes as a leader, feel like this is going to be shameful and I can't go do this. But it's a part of the testimony. And if he's willing enough to say, I need help, because we will pray, and prayer is amazing.
Yes, it is.
But faith without works is dead. And so although we pray, we have to walk in our prayers.
Right.
We have to move in those things. We have to make sure that we are in alignment with the things that God is trying to bring our way, and the resources and the help is there. And it's a divine alignment for God to be able to say, this is the place that you need to go to be able to get your physical healing so that you can understand, number one, why that void is the void.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, sis, in your season right now, instead of just covering yourself, You have to sanctify your spouse.
Yeah, you got to stand in the gap now.
Because right now, he's gotten out of alignment for whatever reason. The enemy has attacked his mind. The enemy has attacked him to feel like he has to go through whatever the process and find comfort in something that is not good for his body.
Right.
And so the number one thing that I'm going to tell you, sis, and that I'll submit to you, is if he is willing, and sometimes even if he's not willing in this space.
Just a counselor.
Get to a drug addiction center fast.
Mm-hmm. Or a counselor, right.
And sometimes we can reach out to the wrong center.
Right.
What I want to pray with you before we get off is that you find a center that's going to be exactly what
right.
your husband needs.
And
because sometimes it's the conversation. Sometimes it's how they're received.
Right, right. And see.
Go ahead, baby. I'm sorry.
And the one thing is that I love about God and how he has positioned when we're talking about marriage, because he said, and they both were naked and not ashamed.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, as long as this is right here, there's no need to be ashamed for one. Because it's
this is still
a part of me. So now when you're asking what should you do, my thing is because you're both leaders, and when I'm saying that you're both leaders, meaning to me that's saying that you have some level of relationship with God. And now you in your prayer time and what you're knowing and what you know what to do far as just by your own intellect. Because now this is a season of patience. This is a season where we have to actually seek God and be like, okay, God, this is where I'm going. I got to sanctify my husband because I still know what you have over his life or what you
right.
have even called him to.
Right.
So even though he might be going through right now, I'm not going to lose focus on what you have already said that he is.
Right.
And so even as you're going through that, the one thing that I love, because he is a God of abundance, because he can, and God will send the right one your way.
Right.
Because while you're looking, you could walk in the office of the right one, able to deal with him and where God has even called him to, and where God and where he's and where and how he's leading the people.
Yeah, and I want you both to know that there is no shame.
There's no shame at
and
all.
I thank you so much for asking the question, because there are so many leaders suffering inside of the body of Christ, and they are afraid to
say something.
They're afraid to do something.
Right.
And so when God petitioned us with this assignment, I said, God, however you decide that you want to push us out, however you decide that you want to give us the word, wherever you want us to go, God, we're going to go. Wherever you want us to stay, God, we're going to do it, because we understand the assignment.
Yes.
The enemy is trying to take out the leaders.
Mm.
There is a target on our back. There is a target on your ministry. There is a target on your marriage.
Uh-oh. You better come on here now. Uh-oh.
And because of that, what he's trying to do is to take you out one by one. And when we don't understand the assignment of our marriage, when we don't understand the assignment of our ministry, what happens is when something takes place and the spouse is going through depression, when something is taking place and the spouse has committed adultery, or the spouse has tried to walk out, or the spouse is on drugs, then what we do is in our fleshly realm, because we don't understand the assignment, we give up and we walk away.
Come on.
Instead of seeking God to say, God, what do I need to do now to be able to sanctify my spouse, God? What do I do now, God, to be able to sanctify my husband, to sanctify my wife, God? Because I realize this is a direct attack from the enemy. And so when you understand what it is, you understand what the assignment is,
right?
You understand what the purpose is,
then
you come at it from a different lens. And so I'm so grateful to God that you asked that question,
mm-hmm.
because this is why God has commissioned us on this assignment.
Yeah.
And I want to stand in the gap with you, sis, too, because I know sometimes you get weary. I know sometimes it's hard. I know sometimes because you're trying to protect him and not show.
Mm.
And so you continue to protect.
Uh-huh.
You continue to sanctify. You continue to cover, but you got to sanctify.
Come on now. Yeah.
And the difference between the two is because now that he's outside of the alignment, you got to step in the gap to say, God, I understand
knowing what this is.
Right.
And God, I need for you to give me every resource that's possible that's going to be able to help save
right.
this life, God. Because this shall live and not die.
Come on, Jesus.
He shall live
and not
die.
Oh, I hear about C.K. Jesus. Ooh. Y'all better watch out now. My God, my God.
He shall live and not
die. My God, my God, my God, my God.
And what the enemy meant for evil,
God
will turn it around for good.
Watch what God do.
We're losing too many leaders to drugs and to adultery and to suicide. We're losing too many of them.
Yeah. We got too many getting burnt out.
And so marriage takeover is coming back.
Yes,
take it over for the kingdom.
Watch that now. For the kingdom. Hallelujah.
God made it
Jesus.
Very clear with the method that we
Ooh.
Use. We are coming to stand in the gap. To hold up the arm so when you get weak, when you get tired, there's somebody stepping in the gap waiting to be able to encourage you and to strengthen you, give you the resources, give you the tools, and give you the strategy.
So
that you don't have to walk this journey
by yourself. Come on now.
You are not alone.
You are not alone. And I want you to understand this. When you're stepping in the gap, it does not mean that you are taking control. You're just staying in the gap. So understand, the enemy is gonna mess with your mind, like you got to take control. No, you're going to handle what God has put in your hands to handle. You're going to continue to stand in the gap and cover. You're going to continue to stand in the gap and sanctify. Why? Because as right now, this is where we begin to actually see the characteristics of God show up in rare form. Woo,
shibbo.
Hallelujah.
And as leaders, there are so many people. And so I'm even now, God, I don't know how much time. Can we go over time just a little bit? Because I don't want to move forward without praying for you, sis. Without stepping in the gap for you, sis. So now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, we love you, we honor you for this family, for this couple, God, who has made their petition known before you, Lord. We're asking that you would give this family the resources, God, that you would give them the right center to be able to have the husband to go to for help you need.
Yes, Lord.
For the help, God, for the drug addiction, for the depression, Lord, now in the name of
Jesus.
And God, we're thanking you because you make all things well,
yes,
God.
You do, God.
We understand that
you
have put the specialist in place,
Hallelujah.
God. We understand that you have put all the right people in all the right places just on their behalf.
On their behalf,
just for
Lord
them,
God.
That you expose the favor just for them, God.
Yes, Lord.
So now in the name of Jesus, we're asking that you would move, God. Lord, let it fall right in her lap now in the name of Jesus. And God, give him, prick his heart now, God.
Touch, oh God.
That the pride will not overflow, God, and take over. That the ego, God, would not rise up, God.
In the name
but,
of
God,
Jesus.
That you would soften his heart, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
to where, Lord, he says that he needs the help, that he understands he desires the help, And, God, you bring all the right components and the people together, God, for the restoration, God, for himself,
God,
for his mind, his body, his soul, his spirit.
Yes, God.
And, God, that you would even be with her. And I don't know if they have children or not, God, but that you would be with her and her family.
Uh-huh.
That you would be with her in the ministry, God, as this process takes place, God. You
Personal
know that there
God.
Are people that are in the ministry that are going to try to come and take over.
Come on
you
now.
Know that there are going to be people in the ministry that are going to try to talk, God.
Yeah,
there are people in the ministry, God, that are going to try to tear down. But, God, that you give her the strength, that you give her the stamina, that you give her the courage, God, that you give her the power now in the name of
Jesus,
God, to be able to stand on your word. God, that you would be able to protect her ears, God.
Yes.
Protect her eyes, God.
Yes.
Now, in the name of Jesus,
in the
stay
name
focused
of Jesus.
On the purpose and the call that you have for her life, for her family, for her ministry. Now,
yes,
in, the name,
Lord, in
Jesus,
the name of Jesus.
God, don't let her be moved. Don't let her
God
be swayed, God.
Yes, God.
And God, bring the right support system
yes,
around her,
in
God,
the name
to
of
lift
Jesus.
Her up, God.
Yes, God.
To provide the resources, God, so that she would have every need met now in the name of
God.
Jesus.
Yes,
and
God.
Then even, God, the desires of her heart.
Yes, God.
You cover their
God.
Ministry now, God. Your oil flow.
Yes, God. Let
your oil flow, God.
Yes, God.
Remove the drug dealer, God, out of the way, God. Expose the hand of the enemy now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Dry up every desire, God, for him to sell another drug. In the name of Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
God, that you would renew his mind, that, God, you would restore and have a relationship with him, God. Lord, that you would lift the weight and lift the burdens down, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let him know he doesn't have to do this on his own.
Yes, God.
Let him know, God, that you are with him and you've never left him.
Yes, God.
Let him know, God, that you are not ashamed that he is your child.
Yes, God.
God, that you would cover him and guide him.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Be with this family now,
yes,
God, in
God.
The name of Jesus.
Strengthen them now, God. Comfort now, oh God.
God, we honor you, God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the victory that is.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Now, sis, it might look a little, it might get a little hard before it gets a little easier.
Yeah.
And what I want you to do, if you're on YouTube, I think that was YouTube, connect with us.
Yeah. We'll be with you now. Mm-hmm. That
was on TikTok, sis. If you're on TikTok, connect with us. DM us.
Yeah.
I don't want you to feel like you got to go through this process by yourself.
Yeah.
This is kingdom. We don't want nothing from you. This is kingdom. This is making sure that you don't give up on what God
has for you. Yeah.
You're going from here to there. And we want to be with you as you're walking so that you don't get stuck in the gap.
Come on now. Make sure you grab what you can grab. So I have to let you know. Make sure you package this up and let her know this is what it is.
Yeah.
Because I gotta say this to everybody right now. Understand. You might as well put that down, baby. Because God took this thing a whole nother way.
Understand this,
even in the midst of where you are right now, you're literally going to see God's word come alive.
Yeah.
Because every tongue that rises against you, whether they are celebrating in your face and talking about you behind your back, every tongue that rises against you, it will be condemned.
Yeah.
So you don't have to walk around with your head down. Why? Because you got to see the victory in it now. Why? That means when you walk with your head up because you know that God have already stated and has already shown you. We ain't doing nothing but just standing in agreement with you.
Yeah, my God.
So he already said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up.
Yeah.
Lift up your head. I know it might be hard right now going through, but lift up your head. Yeah, I know. Don't nobody really understand what's going on in these closed doors, but lift up your head.
Yeah.
Hear me. If I don't care if your spouse might be running from what God has called them to do, and y'all might be separated at the moment, guess what? Lift up your head. I don't care if you and your spouse can't see eye to eye at this moment. Lift up your head. Why? Because you are not defeated. Lift up your head. You should already know. I dare anybody, if you believe the God that you serve, I dare you to say, God, thank you for victory. I'm already believing victory for my brother and for my sister right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Even my sisters that called earlier, I got victory right now. I'm believing victory right now, even the very thing that she's dealing with and going through. God, help me. God, show me.
LaToya, yes, and her husband, yes.
Ooh, glory to
yes,
God.
Yes,
see,
yes.
This is, understand, listen, I want y'all to understand one. I want you to understand one thing. When you, listen, I'm just crazy enough to believe God. This is not just me on this thing. They'll tell you this is me all the time. I'm tired. Go and tell them. So what I'm telling you,
my God,
is that when, listen, if I did not practice here, I cannot, it would be difficult for me to do it here. Why? Because the same power, activated here, is the same power that is exuded out there.
Now, that doesn't mean that you don't move. Because there were moments and times when he would give me a word of the Lord, and I'd be like, I ain't hearing it. I ain't feeling it.
That don't mean that you
can't go out and do what God has called for you to do. You are just the messenger. But it's important where we lose sight is we aren't walking and applying the word of God. And so when we aren't doing that inside of our homes, then our children look at us differently. Our spouse looks at us differently.
Yeah.
They respond differently because they you are the if your spouse is not in the faith like you are, your spouse is you are the image of the only God that they can see.
Come on, mama.
And in your marriage, children are seeing your marriage in the way that you treat each other, and that is the image of God that they see.
Ooh, come on.
And the way that you love them, the way that you treat them,
come on.
The way that you honor them and you respect them, that's what they see. They don't see that you are up speaking in the pulpit and all.
Right.
They don't care about that.
They don't care about that, man.
They care about how you treat them at home. Let me help.
Hey, listen. For every last pastor, preacher, teacher, reacher out there, I want y'all to understand something. I'm not. Yes, we are pastors. Yes, we are. But listen, for me, I'm the prophet, I'm the priest, and I'm the king of my home. But when I deal with my family, I'm not no pastor. I am her husband, and I am my kid's father. Still have to shepherd my home. Men, I want you to listen to me. Fellas, if you're with me, just say, I'm with you, dog. I'm with you, dog. Listen, I still shepherd my home, but I don't have to walk around here acting like I'm a pastor. Why? Because my kids, they see
if I'm a
walk in what I'm talking. They're going to see if I'm a man of my word. They're going to see.
And that doesn't mean that you got to be perfect. We take that and we shift it to try to make it seem like, we're perfect and we're dotting all of our I's and crossing all of our T's.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Because if your kids don't see you fall, how in the world you think they're going to know how to get up?
Right.
If your kids see you quit, what you telling them? Oh, I can quit on anything. No, because you got it. Because I remember my daughter asked my daddy, why you stopped doing that? I had to let her know because my season was over.
Right.
She didn't understand it until she got started cheerleading. She's like, that's what you mean because we done cheerleading for football now. So able to correlate the two and understand, my season was over. Listen, I want you to see me fall. When I got fired from my job, I'm like, what you going to do? They saw me getting at it again. It's not going to keep me down. Why? If you cannot walk in victory, how do you expect for your kids to know what victory is if they don't see victory in the home?
Go ahead.
Everything starts at home. Yeah. Forgive me for hollering. I do apologize. Yeah. I got very excited in that moment. Please forgive me. I'm going to try to digress. But, fellas, we have got to really stand up and be who God has already called us to be and do what the thing that God has already placed in us to do.
Right. And we got one more question. It says, does the unsaved spouse have conviction? I don't know that the unsaved spouse has conviction.
Conviction on
because they're not saved. They're not in a relationship.
No. Because everybody still have morals.
Something happens to my thing.
Still have morals.
But yeah, I don't know that they have conviction. There we go. I don't know that they have conviction.
Yeah, I never heard mine today, so I don't know what's going on. I don't know. But I don't know. But everybody has morals.
And conviction of what? Like I don't know. Can you elaborate a little bit more?
Hmm. Yeah, because I wouldn't hear nothing. That's why I took him down, put him down.
Yeah, I don't know if
thank you, honey.
You didn't have a morning.
Change. Amen.
And so when we define conviction, and conviction is a formal declaration that someone is guilty of a criminal offense or firmly held belief or opinion on something.
So possible they have some convictions. I don't know in reference to how the conviction is or how the question is being asked. So
right.
Let me say that. So I'm sorry.
So
that I can elaborate a little bit more.
So before the time of Moses, before he passed out before he was given the law, everybody went off of morals. So basically, if I ask you a question, would you say this is my line right here? Everything up here is good for you. Everything else down here is not. So if I ask you, would you break the speed limit? Well, up here it's good for you. Someone else would be like, nah, I wouldn't. That's down here for them. So when they go past the speed limit, they begin to feel a conviction because that's beyond their morals.
Right.
So everyone has a moral. It just depends on
standard. That's good.
Yeah, have a moral standard, but it just depends on just that their moral standard may not be your moral standard.
Right.
And so that's
right.
way,
that's
so
good.
Everybody has conviction. It's just that their conviction may not be your conviction.
Right. That's
so,
good.
You know, if you talk about speeding, that's not my conviction. That's not her conviction. Let's just say that's not our conviction, right? Y'all drive too fast. Praise the Lord. Thank you. We're here on time. Amen. So, but that's what I'm saying. So everybody has a moral conviction.
Right. So, yeah.
That's it, man. Hey, this was nice. Did y'all enjoy this, man? This is the first time that we decided to go,
live.
The way live
yeah.
In a long time. And so we're grateful.
We pray that it was a blessing for you.
If y'all was blessed, man, just hit us on the comments. Say, man,
yeah,
thank
we
y'all.
Thank God.
So much.
We thank
it's
God.
Really
we thank God for the assignment. We thank God for the call. We thank God for you all tuning in and for joining us. So thank you for tuning in and joining us on TikTok, on Facebook, on YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, When Christians Speak, Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for you.
Hold on, wait a minute. You got to say that right.
When Christians Speak, Blog Talk Radio.
So we got to throw our. I'm sorry, to cut you off.
Go ahead.
We have to throw our commercial out there real quick, even though we're live. If you would like to be a part of the Marriage Takeover membership, please go to where you go.
www.marriagetakeover.com. And when you scroll down the page, you just go to membership, and we'd love to be able to welcome you and serve you. We also have a phenomenal Facebook community, so if you'd like to join our Facebook community, the links are inside of our bio so that you can go ahead and click those links and connect with us inside of the Facebook group, or you can join us on TikTok, IG, YouTube, any social media platform, and that is at marriagetakeover.com.
And the links will also be in the show
notes.
Also, just want to tell you, until Tuesday, 31st? When is the 31st?
Tomorrow.
31st.
Isn't it?
No, it's Wednesday, right?
It's Wednesday.
Okay.
So
the membership is 40% off until Wednesday.
Yes.
So if you want to get in the membership, it is 40% off.
Just use the coupon code ET25, that 5 years of our 25th year anniversary was this month. So, again, that discount code is ET25 for that 40% discount on our membership. We would love to have you. We'd love to serve you where, again, we are providing you support inside of your marriage. And, yeah.
I think we're going to press that. Father, heaven, Lord God, we... Huh?
I just prayed.
Oh, you did? Did you
I didn't pray us out.
Yeah,
pray
us out. No, you girl, you stood in the gap and that just opened up the Holy Ghost. Did y'all? Hey, I just gotta ask a question. Did Jesus come in your house too? Did you feel His presence amongst you as well?
I am grateful. Y'all,
yeah. Hey, stretch your hands. Stretch your hands. Say, Lord, we thank you. Oh,
I'm grateful. And happy Memorial Day. I do want to say happy Memorial Day. We oftentimes will correlate Memorial Day to barbecues and cookouts and a day off from work. And it really is a time to serve and to honor those who have lost their lives in battle. And so on this Memorial Day, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for those fallen veterans.
Yes.
We want to thank your family. We
yes.
want to thank you all so much for their sacrifice. We love you. We appreciate you. We're praying for you.
Yes.
And thank you for your sacrifice from a Air Force veteran to the families of other veterans that have fallen. Thank
yeah.
you so much for your service.
I do tomorrow doing couples prayer. I'm going to share my testimony and why Yeah, I'm gonna share my testimony. So if you all on TikTok and
that is couple prayers tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Tomorrow,
so that
prayer is
9 a.m. y'all. It is a holiday. I know we like to sleep in later. We getting up early, so y'all get up early and meet us for couples prayer on TikTok at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time. So yes, again, before we're gonna pray out, we just want to give a big shout out to When Christians Speak Blog Talk Radio, for the platform here with the podcast. We give y'all a big shout out. Thank you all so much for giving us this opportunity. And I'm gonna be honest with y'all for you guys joining the membership. I'm gonna tell y'all what happened right there. That's such a blessing. Y'all gonna be like, wow. So when we talking about assignment, trust, understand. There are I feel Jesus right now. Because somebody needs to know, and I do see your question, my single compadre. But if you're a female, hey, my single sister. So I want you to understand, don't you know that God has tied people to your assignment? Come on. Because when you begin to recognize the assignment that God has placed on you, your marriage, God has tied people to your assignment. Why? Because they are the ones that's going to give you the boost. They're going to be ones that give you the encouragement. They're going to be the ones that God has assigned to them to do their part to get you from here to there. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We give your name the praise, the glory, the honor right now, God, because you are.
We didn't answer the question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If you are single, yes, you can join the membership.
You stop me from praying? No. No, if you're single. They don't know if you're single, can you join a membership? No, it's for couples.
For the wives, for the ladies' lounge.
Oh, so if you are we got to send you guys an email on that one because that's a little different. Yeah, man, we talked about that.
We did. That's why I said yes.
Oh, you can join a membership, but they're like, yeah.
There are some components, that we deal with the marriages, and so we want to make sure that we honor the marriage space, but that we also don't leave out the singles. So we do have an opportunity for you to join if you are single as well.
Right. Did I leave another question? Okay. Let's go get question time.
Did you miss a question?
We might run. We might have an apple party. After we get off the podcast, y'all want to stay for the after party? Y'all want to stay for after party? You got some questions on the TikTok and the group and thing? All right, praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father in heaven, Lord God, we thank you now, Father. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, God. We give you glory. We bless your name, Father, because yet you are so good. God, we thank you for doing what you do best, Father, because you know what your people stand in need of, oh God. So, Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that your will, not our will, but your will be done in the name of Jesus. God, cover my sister. Cover my brother.
Yes,
God, continue to shield and protect him, Father God, from all the wiles of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, for you already said in your word that any man lacketh wisdom, let him ask of you, oh God, that gives it freely. So, God, I pray now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you continue, God, to bring them to that place of realization, what you have called them to, Father. God, because they already know the purpose, oh God. Father, because you have shown them the purpose of what you have set for them, oh God. So, Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus that they don't see the work, but they see the obedience of what takes place of walking in you, oh God.
Yes, God.
And so, Father, we thank you right now, oh God. We give you glory, honor, praise, Father, because yet you are so good. Father, I ask, oh God, that you begin, Father, that God, you continue to touch, oh God, continue to pour out, oh God, upon each and every person, oh God, at Blog Talk Radio, oh God, with Christians Speak, Father. God, because you said in your word, God, as you said it to Abraham, I will bless those that bless you, oh God. So, God, I pray now that you continue to pour out upon them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, oh God.
Yes, God.
Strengthen my sister, God. Strengthen my brother, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, for you already know what they're fighting against, God. So, God, I rebuke the spirit of shame, doubt, guilt, blame. God, I rebuke those things, Father,
yes, God,
that your peace may dwell, that your comfort may dwell, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, begin to let them know, God, that in you there is victory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that even as they go through the process, oh God, Father, they begin to value the process, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, because when they value the process, Father, they will value, God, the purpose, Father. I thank you, oh God, for even those my wife on this morning, oh God. So God, I pray that you continue to, God, that he continue to value the process, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, continue to strengthen them. Continue to keep them now, oh God. Let them know that they are never defeated, oh God, because they are victorious in you.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
And Father, we give you the praise, God. We give you the glory. Father, we say this prayer in your daughter's son, Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. It's your girl, Tamika.
It's your boy, E-Rock Neal.
Listen, and this is Marriage Takeover live broadcast, signing out.
Signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Marriage Takeover. Connect with us on Facebook at Marriage Takeover.